Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Drive with burger connoisseur Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio.
Our NFL playoff coverage is brought to you by Centric. Learn more at Centric.com/610. Coming up at the top of the hour, I have just one very simple message to the Chiefs. If they want to beat the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday in the AFC Championship game, we'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, let's head to the phone lines to be joined by, quite frankly, one of the best sports talk hosts to ever do it. You've heard him with Mike and the Mad Dog. He also does First Take throughout the course of the week. Very happy to be joined by Christopher Mad Dog Russo of Sirius XM Channel 82 and Mad Dog Sports Radio. Mad Dog, we appreciate you hopping on. There's a lot of growing sentiment in Kansas City about Patrick Mahomes' ankle after seeing him and how he's moved in practice earlier in the week. I think people have gotten really optimistic about what he could potentially look like in Sunday's matchup against Cincinnati.
I did hear his quotes yesterday with his press conference, felt that he was a little better than he thought. That obviously is something that they're going to need there on Sunday afternoon. I think the Bengals are going to beat Kansas City myself. I just got a funny feeling they have their number a little bit. But he needs to be as healthy as possible. You got to figure that high ankle sprain will keep him a little, give him a little less maneuverability, a little less ability to run. But, you know, the better he is and moving around in that pocket, the better off Kansas City is going to be. I think this is a very tricky game. Cincinnati's got a little purpose to them. They play well against the Chiefs. He had a horrendous game last year, second half, Mahomes did against Cincinnati. I'm sure that probably will help him. This is a very tricky game to call. I like Cincinnati right now. But I like the way they're playing. They're hot. Won all these games in a row. The coordinator's good. You know, Kansas City can be a little spotty. Jacksonville was in the game. Obviously, we all know about Houston and Denver and all these other teams in the course of the year. But without a near as 100% as possible Mahomes as they can get, they need him. Because he's we all know how great he is. So that's good news for a Chief fan if he's feeling a little better.
I think this is their best rivalry currently in the NFL. Do you think it can be a rivalry with Cincinnati being as dominant as they've been, with this rivalry being as one-sided? I mean, you got them winning this game. That would make them 4-0 over the last 13 months against Kansas City.
Yeah, the problem with calling it the best rivalry is they don't play each other guaranteed every year now. They're going to now because they both won their division, so you play the divisional winner. But, you know, the fact that they only play once, not twice, you know, it's hard to compare it to, Philly, Dallas, you know, Giants, Eagles, you know, even to a certain degree, Jets, Miami. I don't want to make it New York-centric here. You know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore is a good one. But, listen, these are two excellent teams. The quarterbacks are young, so they're going to go head-to-head in big games an awful lot last year, this year, and in the future. These are fun teams to watch. Again, Cincinnati's got their number. It's interesting that Mahomes has had a little trouble against this team, which is also interesting because he's been so great for against everybody else. So from that standpoint, I can understand people thinking that. And this is the problem the Chiefs have against Cincinnati is that this is the one team, in a lot of ways, and Buffalo, they don't have a huge advantage at the quarterback spot. Now, most of the teams that they play in a regular year and everything else, they have such an advantage because he's the best player in football they have such an advantage over everybody that they play because of Mahomes. This is a game they don't. Mahomes is, I would probably take him over Burrow, but it's very, very close. And then the rest of the team, I mean, Cincinnati's got more weapons than Kansas City does. Cincinnati's defense, I think, is better than Kansas City's. So the rest of the team, it's sort of a little bit more, you know, a little advantage for the Bengals. Mahomes is such a deodorant, and he camouflages so many other issues that his ball club has. But against the Bengals, he doesn't, which is one of the reasons why I think Cincinnati has had their number a little bit, as you said, three times in 13 months. Tough game this weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs won. But I think most people in America think the Bengals are going to win this game.
Right now we're talking to Christopher Mad Dog Russo, one of the best to do it, getting you ready for the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Bengals. I wanted to run this by you because you're in a story and you've been watching football for a while. I don't think Mahomes is ever going to have the resume of being the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen. But just aesthetically watching the position, looking at his physical skill set, how he plays the position, and the way that it jumps off the screen, I think in 10 years we're going to say that Mahomes is the best quarterback that we've ever seen. I don't think he's going to have the accolades of a Brady, maybe not even a Joe Montana, but just watching him play the position, I think we could be watching the best quarterback that we've ever seen.
I don't disagree with you. You're right. He's probably not going to win 7 Super Bowls. You know, Montana wins the 4. He's not going to win that either. Well, he could win 4, but not the 7. That's asking too much. But the way he plays, his competitive instincts, his arm angles, his maneuverability, getting everybody involved. He's fun to watch. I mean, he's an all-timer. I mean, that's all there is to it. At the end of the day. And I'll tell you the other thing about Mahomes. He hasn't really – well, he did last year against Cincinnati. In the second half, he was awful. He was the culprit. He played very poorly in that game, in the AFC Championship game. But other than that, he really has not been – he has never come up small in big games. He never disappoints. He's always played really well in the big game, outside of last year's second half. He's been – you know, I do not blame him for the Super Bowl. Andy Reid did a very poor job with his offensive line, didn't protect him properly against Tampa. So I do not blame him for that game. That was not Mahomes' fault. He busted his rear end in that game and put his life on the line and got killed. But as far as his overall big game ability is concerned, unmatched. I like to see him have to play a game on a road in a big spot. I mean, he's never played a road playoff game. I wouldn't mind seeing him go to play in Cincinnati with the season on the line. But as far as the way he plays, his arm angles, maneuverability, he plays it like he's a shortstop, you know, which is the angles and his throws. He has no hill, no issues whatsoever. He's made Kelsey's great, don't get me wrong, but he's helped make Kelsey one of the all-timers at the position. Guy's a hell of a player. I mean, Kansas City, and he's young. The Chief fan, you know, who had a lot of quarterback issues for a long time, you know, with Skurback and, you know, all the games that they lost in the big spot with the QBs, with Steve DeBerg, go on and on and on with their quarterbacks. They've had a lot of trouble in big, Kenny, a lot of problems with their QBs. He's different. And, you know, they're in good hands there for the next 10, 12 years. And he doesn't seem to get hurt that much either. He doesn't miss any games. Because he's smart enough to basically get himself out of trouble when he's in trouble. Hell of a player. Fun to watch.
You know that, you know, now we have to evaluate everybody's legacy off one individual game. I don't think that either quarterback's legacy is hurt by a loss on Sunday. If it's Mahomes, you had the ankle, you got to 5 straight AFC championship games. If you're Burrow and you lose, hey, you lost on the road to Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead. Nobody's really dinging your legacy if you lose in that situation. I think it's only positive for both players. If you're Mahomes, you beat Cincinnati, you overcame that, you went to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, and you did so on a bum leg. If you're Joe Burrow, in back-to-back seasons, you go on the road into Arrowhead and beat Patrick Mahomes, I don't think there's anything negative from a legacy standpoint for either quarterback. I think it's positives on both sides.
I agree with you 100%. They're both young. Both of they've both played in Super Bowls. I think the only thing that you could say, if this is Mahomes, looks pretty good on Sunday, to lose to Cincinnati again 4 times in, as you said, 13 months, that would be a little bothersome if you're a Chief fan, especially if he doesn't play great. But other than that, they have a lot of Super Bowls ahead of them. They've already accomplished a lot. Mahomes has won one. Obviously, Burrow won one in college. Lost last year. It wasn't his fault. Offensive line issues against the Rams. I'm with you 1,000%. This is not a situation where you would think if one guy, like, this is a do-or-die game for the QB. I think there's some pressure on Andy Reid. I think there's some pressure on him. You know, Andy's been around a long time. He's only won one championship. He's got an all-timer right now at his disposal. I think there's a little pressure on him, at least from my eyes. And he did not coach. He did not do a good job against Tampa. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. They were a little out of it there with the coach's son, with the mess, with the terrible tragedy there. I think that kind of threw him off some. I think that had some effect. But I think there's a little pressure on him. But other than that, I think the quarterbacks, even if they were awful this week, people would say something about Burrow having Mahomes' number, which would bother Mahomes. But he's accomplished a lot already. As you said, he's an all-time great. He's going to go down as a top 10 quarterback, if not higher, in the history of the NFL before it's all said and done. Burrow is an assassin. He has only been around a couple of years. Burrow's great, too. You're 100% right on that, Carrington. I totally agree.
Right now we're talking to Christopher Russo here, Mad Dog, for a couple more minutes, one of the best to ever do it. Have you thought about this run that Burrow's been on? Like, you mentioned his time at LSU. He put together one of the best college quarterback seasons we have ever seen. He didn't get drafted number one overall. He's already been to a Super Bowl. He's got his team on the cusp of another Super Bowl. Like, there haven't been many quarterbacks over a five-year span that just, like, magically appeared in our lives and have had the run that Joe Burrow's had.
Not only that, he went to Cincinnati to do it, a Bengal team that had all sorts of issues for a long time, you know, dealt with Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton, and then were in obscurity forever. He went to Cincinnati and won. That's not an easy, you know, the Browns have always been, you know, at least Mike Brown never been looked at as one of the great owners in the league. And the fact that he went to that place from Ohio, wanted to play there, and has done this and put the Bengals on the map, I think that adds to his resume as well. Listen, he's a hell of a player. The thing you like about him is he is one of those guys that he's a little bit like Emmitt Smith. You know, he's a blend-in guy. You know, he doesn't have to throw the ball 45 times a day to make you realize how great he is. You know, Mahomes, with the Chiefs, it's usually about Mahomes. With the Bengals, it's not always about Burrow. You know, he's got those great receivers. You know, against the Ravens, it was about the defense. Again, last week, it was about their overall balance. It's not always, even last year against Kansas City, it wasn't necessarily about him. It was about the Bengal defense stopping Mahomes in the second half. It's not always about him, and he seems to be okay with that. I think that adds to him, too. Listen. No matter how you dice these quarterbacks, and let's put Brady and Rodgers aside for a minute, him, Allen, and Mahomes, and I'm not ready to put Jalen Hurts there, him, Allen, and Mahomes are the three best quarterbacks in football. I mean, let's call it like, I mean, Mahomes one, probably Burrow now two, Allen three, you can put Allen two if you want. Those are your quarterbacks. Let's leave Rodgers out. Hurts has not done it long enough, and Brady's, you know, he's 46 years old. So let's leave those guys out of it, and Herbert's not there yet. These are the three best quarterbacks in football, and they're going to be the three best quarterbacks in football in the same conference or near mid to late 20s for the next 8 to 10 years. Allen's going to win a Super Bowl. He's too good. Buffalo will win a Super Bowl in his era. Burrow's going to win a couple, and probably Mahomes win two or three more too. So, I mean, when you're not winning in the NFL, go look at the history of the NFL, especially in the Super Bowl era. Without the quarterback, you are not winning. Brady's won seven. Bradshaw won four. Montana won four. Starr won two. Staubach won two. You know, you are not going out. You are not. Manning won two. Eli won two. And it wasn't a great quarterback, Eli, but certainly good enough. You are not going out there and winning these championships without a big-time player at that position. Unless you, of course, you know, you have that defense a la the Bears and the Ravens and the Bucks, who, you know, won with Brad Johnson and McMahon. And, of course, Dilfer. Outside of those three, I don't know how many QBs have been champion. Flacco was a pretty good quarterback. Rippon was the MVP in the league the year he won. But normally you got to have a great QB. And these three franchises have three great QBs. And because of that, they're going to win multiple Super Bowls. That's all there is to it. Cincinnati and Buffalo. And we know Mahomes will. He's too good.
Mad Dog, we'll get you out of here with this. We ask all of our guests this. Chiefs win if, in your opinion. Bengals win if on Sunday.
Let me think about that. Well, the Chiefs obviously have to have a not he can't be hobbled at quarterback. You tell me that the Chief fan feels pretty good right now. I liked what he said yesterday, so I will assume that you guys are. I don't think we're going to know until he takes the field, but I will assume you guys are right. So let's answer the question thinking that he's at least 80%. How's that? Let's answer the question from that standpoint. All right, who wins and who loses? Cincinnati wins if they can have the balance offensively that they did last week, with obviously Mixon running for 80 yards, Hurst catching some touchdown passes. Obviously, we all know what Chase is going to do too. Cincinnati's balance offensively, and that's what Burrow is best at, is vital. And I guess I should add one other thing. Offensive line has got to block that deep front four. I think they were probably helped a little bit by the field last week in Orchard Park with the offensive linemen on the snow against the Bills' defensive front. So the offensive line has to play as well as they did last week and have a balanced attack. I think the Chiefs win if their secondary doesn't get burned by Chase. And I think the Chiefs win if they get a little something out of their wide receivers besides Kelce. I have trouble believing that the Bengal defense, and he's a good coordinator, is going to allow Kelce to catch 14 passes. So let's give him 7. So who is going to catch those other 7 balls to make Kansas City's offense click? I think those are the things. Offensive line, Cincinnati in balance, some help for Kelce, and making sure that he is not hobbled, hopefully, that he isn't too hobbled, that he go out there and he can move and he can run around a little bit, because that's part of his game. And if he's stationary in that pocket, I don't think they're going to win. I don't think they're going to win anyway. But if he is stationary, they're not winning. He's got to be able to move around a little bit. And you know, it doesn't have to be a ballerina, but he's got to move around a little bit, be able to, you know, throw the ball on the run, get out of trouble, scramble for a couple of first downs. He does that, and they find some of that weapons offensively, they're, of course, be right in the game.
Mad Dog, I know you're an East Coast guy. We got to find a way to bring you to the Midwest here. We got to find a way to bring you to KC and get you some proper barbecue, because I know it's been a while since you've had some proper BBQ.
I was in Kansas City. I was there 2 years in a row with the World Series. Then I was there at the All-Star Game too. But the 2 years in a row at the World Series in 14 and 15, so that's what? They played how many home games? They played two home games against the Mets, and they played 4 against the Giants, plus the All-Star Game. So I was there for that period there in 14 and 15. I love Kansas City. I did have barbecue properly. I love the juice in that town. I've always been a huge George Brett fan. I know all about the Chiefs-Miami game, a terrible loss with Stenerud. And I get lucky every Super Bowl because we talk to Clark Hunt for 20 minutes. So I'm all about KC. I know KC sports, trust me.
That is our guy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, joining us on the show today. Quite frankly, he is one of the best to ever do this. Mad Dog, it was an honor to have you join us today to get ready for the AFC Championship. Thanks a bunch.
You got it, Carrington. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it today.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.